think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Vladimir Putin visiting Pyongyang to speak with the Kim family, visiting Hanoi to visit with the Vietnamese Communist Party. At the same time, a flotilla from the Russian Navy calling on Havana, three capitals from the 20th century, defining the successes and conflicts entered into by the Soviet Empire. Well, that's gone. But Vladimir Putin is here, a man who's spoken very sentimentally about the Soviet Empire or the Russian Empire. I mention all this because he's become an international diplomat, traveling to these capitals that were once critical for the first Cold War. That's gone. Instead, we have the Ukraine conflict. So I welcome Katrina Vandenhoevel of The Nation magazine, the editorial director and the publisher, as well as a columnist for The Washington Post, to comment on the sudden affability and availability of Vladimir Putin, the diplomat, and conjoin this with a speech he made most recently about a peace offer in Ukraine. Katrina, we've talked about where is the peace conversation for 2 years, more than 2 years now. Is Vladimir Putin demonstrating some new amiability about talking peace in Ukraine? How do you measure his moving around, his smiling, his holding his open palm up and talking about networking, diplomatic networking with Vietnam? Good evening to you.
Thank you, John. Yeah, Vietnam was very interesting. North Korea, maybe reciprocal visit after the leader visited Russia. But I want to just go back. You mentioned the 20th century and Cuba. And I think what's happening there, with the exception of Cuba, Putin is turning east, global south as well. But, you know, these openings are created in many ways by the United States. Cuba, just in a humanitarian crisis. And Russia has been in and out of there, but now more in there. But, you know, this is the world, I think, John, is at its most dangerous moment since the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962. My late husband, Stephen Cohen, would go on TV and say that, and people would laugh. This was maybe 6-7 years ago. Back then, the fear of total destruction consumed the public. Today, few people seem even to be aware of this possibility. And though I do think this is an opening for peace, you've had the, quote, peace summit in Switzerland, and you did have, reported by Reuters, Putin's peace plan, which was quickly dismissed. You also had the New York Times reporting, I believe, last week on how we came close to some kind of peace deal in 2022, Boris Johnson, et cetera, playing a bad role. I do think this is a moment where we need to take stock of what's happening, the escalation of military might as Ukraine is armed, the goalposts being dismissed, obliterated. You've had, John, in the last few hours or days, attackums, were they directed by NATO into Crimea, which people will say, well, that's Ukraine. But there's the foreign minister, I'm sorry, the U.S. ambassador in Moscow was called to the foreign ministry hours ago. And I think the increasing escalation with U.S. Western NATO involvement is very, very dangerous. So I think, you know, as if expanding NATO to include almost all of Central and Eastern Europe, by the way, the NATO summit is July 9 through 11, and there's going to be a lot of cheerleading. But, you know, I think we need to take stock of where we are, and people dismiss the nuclear threat. But how many times can you poke the bear? And why not at least begin to explore ceasefire or resolution?
A surprise detail. Emmanuel Macron, after the European Union vote, calls an election for the parliament. Since then, the polling indicates that he will not be first, he will not be second, he will be third, his self-invented party, to the National Rally, Marine Le Pen, and to the leftists, meaning that France is no longer going to have this powerful voice, Macron, for intervention in Ukraine. The major hawk in the European Union and NATO is leaving the field, or at least being muted. And that also suggests to me, on the eve of the NATO summit, that we have an opportunity for a different direction. How do you read Macron's exit from the field of bellicosity?
His domestic situation has demanded that. It was surprising that he's, you know, gone from a few years ago to be a supporter of Minsk, the kind of peace accord, to sending, claiming he's going to send French Legion troops. But what's, you know, happening, John, is that Ukraine has begun using American missiles, not soldiers, to strike Russian territory, including defensive, not only offensive missile systems. I do think there's talk now of the upcoming NATO summit offering a, quote, bridge to NATO that was reported earlier today. Instead of thinking about using that summit, maybe there will be back channel at the NATO summit, but using it to begin some kind of process. And NATO Secretary General will be Mark Rutte of the Netherlands. Stoltenberg is still there. States, you know, that NATO 500,000 troops are in high readiness, mostly high-level weapons. And, you know, Macron is no longer morphing into one of Europe's most hawkish leaders. But at the same time, NATO is holding talks about taking more nuclear weapons out of storage and placing them on standby. One has to say the reckless action was February 2022, when Putin thought he could take over Ukraine easily. Western leaders are now acting with reckless disregard for the future of humanity.
Who is going to ride the white horse with the sword out? Not Macron, not Schultz, not...
Maybe the Italian leader? She's been in different places because she's trying to establish her centrist credentials with Nate.
I appreciate the fact, but she does represent a populist party that is not engaged in spending money outside of Italy.
Well, and this is true.
The UK election is going to give us Keir Starmer, who's no hawk, whatever problems he has.
No, he's not.
And Mr. Biden is not evidencing being a hawk. So who's the hawkish leader of NATO? Is that Stoltenberg?
Well, I think it's the bulk, you know, it's the general weight of NATO, and perhaps, and I don't usually do the military industrial complex, but there, we had a reporter at the French air fair this past weekend. I mean, the interoperability, the money, the funding, and the kind of continuation of these reckless acts without taking a breath and trying to build on a peace ceasefire proposal. So I think there's an opening here, but I think a question to Biden and to Trump at the debate this Thursday.
Wonderful. Let's get to that.
Will you send U.S. men and women to fight in Ukraine? I mean, Biden, you don't know. He may say, I'm not sure at this stage. Maybe we have to. I doubt it. Trump will say no. But will you continue to send ever increasingly advanced missile systems and weapons to Ukraine and let them use those weapons to strike into Russia? Or will you seek a peace or even a ceasefire, peace resolution, ceasefire question that should be asked about Israel, Gaza as well? But I do think there will be real difference on this issue between Biden and Trump. On China, I suspect Trump heavy on tariffs, but less bellicose than Biden.
You remind me about FDR, how he promised I promise you your sons won't die in Europe. That's what you just made me hesitate when you said promises made in campaigns are very dangerous.
Dangerous.
So we don't want promises, but you believe that the American people need an answer to that question. Is that correct?
I do believe that, because Biden, at the very beginning of this conflict in 2022, this war, said he would never send U.S. Right. men and women. And there is scuttlebutt that Obama came into the White House at the end of December to sort of brief Biden about the state of his campaign, to be quite brutal. And Obama, in his wisdom, understood that Ukraine was really vital interest to Russia and not to this country. And I do think you've seen candidates who have not been harmed by their position on Ukraine in the primaries, those who said it's not not isolationist, but it's not our most central national security
priority. Katrina Vandenhove, editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, waiting for the debate. I'm John Miller.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.